You're listening to The Naked Scientist with Chris Smith and with Priya Crosby. And if you'd like to follow up on the programme online, nakedscientists.com is the web address. If you'd like to get in touch with any comments or questions, or to answer our quiz question this week, which is which mammal spends more than 80% of its life asleep? And we've also heard from Joe in Peterborough, who says, is it a sloth? No, it's not a sloth. Sorry. Please let us know. You can tweet at Naked Scientists, or you can email chris@thenakedscientists.com.
So far, we've touched on the problem of insomnia, where people can't get to sleep. But a more serious sleep disorder is narcolepsy. Sufferers regularly fall asleep during their daily lives because they can't regulate their sleep patterns properly. Judy Fliegare writes a blog about what it's like to have the condition.
For me, the first thing was when I was laughing about a joke, my knees just slightly buckled. It was like the strangest feeling, like almost like I melted inside. But then my friend said she didn't see anything. So I thought, okay, I don't know what that was. And that weakness became worse and worse over a few years. Always when I was laughing at jokes or if I was annoyed, then my body would start giving out on me. And I asked a lot of doctors about that. And around the same time, I was also in law school. And I just started law school, and I was having such a hard time staying awake through all my classes. Some of my notes from class would have words from dreams, like mixed in with a lecture, and like celebrity names and then half sentences. So I was conscious, but not really actively engaged in my classes. So I really didn't think of it as a sleep disorder for a long time. I just thought it was like my personal problem. And it wasn't until one morning that I was trying to drive to school after getting like a full night's sleep. I got to school and I woke up in the parking lot and I didn't remember having arrived there. So that's when I thought maybe I have a sleep disorder. So I went to a few different doctors, and it took a while, but eventually found narcolepsy with cataplexy as my diagnosis. Once I was diagnosed, like I thought I would take medication and go back to my life the way it was before. So I said, take medication twice a night to help me get into a better form of sleep, because we spend too much time in REM, dream sleep, and we're not getting stage 3 restorative sleep. And then I take daytime stimulants during the day. But even with all that, I still nap twice a day, and that's really unpredictable. I feel pretty energetic, and then slowly I lose my ability to really concentrate and think straight and make good decisions. And if I'm in a conversation with friends, all at once I might say something that has nothing to do with the conversation. It's almost like I've almost entered like a little bit of a dream. And then my friend will be like, what did you just say? And then I'll be like, what? Oh, I don't know. What did you say? What did I say? So I just kind of fizzle out. And that happens once or twice a day. So as soon as I start feeling that way, I try to take a nap. I still have that cataplexy where my body gives out. It's not nearly as bad as before I received treatment. If I hadn't started treatment, like I would have had to have been in a wheelchair. It got so bad that I was completely collapsing to the ground, paralyzed for a minute or two. And there's another symptom, these hypnagogic hallucinations. So when I wake up from a nap or sometimes during the night, I really think things are happening to me, that someone's come into my apartment and maybe it's a burglar or someone's going to attack me. And I really feel like I can see them and hear them and feel touch, but they're not really there. And that still happens to me quite often. And that's also because the boundaries between this dream sleep and consciousness are kind of broken. So aspects of dream sleep are happening when I'm too conscious.
Judy Fliegare, who writes the blog JudyFliegare.com, describing her experience of narcolepsy.